Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Good. Maddie's having a caffeine withdrawal.
No,
I mean, what is it? What
caffeine.
Caffeine. What is it? A nicotine withdrawal.
I haven't had a cigarette since yesterday.
Oh,
so I'm
really?
Actually surprised I got through the show so calmly.
Yeah. But now
Jade stabbed me a couple
boiling.
Of times during the show where I thought, no, I need to pull back and calm myself. I was trying to make an opener before the break, and Jade sits there because she's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's coming out now. I can't hold it in. Best to get the therapy over. Yeah. I'm trying to fucking work and do my opener, and there's Jade sitting opposite me. I had a minute 30 to finish my work. Jade's wobbling her feet up in the air. She's like trying to distract me on purpose, and it annoys me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't.
Well, blame Crevo.
No,
Mr. Antisocial just sits there looking
Jade,
at his computer.
No, when Maddie's trying to work, I specifically look away so as not to distract him.
It's you guys have worked with me for a couple of years now. Yeah. You know that when I'm in the zone, I need to just focus on it.
You need quiet, don't you?
And I just don't appreciate you in my peripheral vision doing an interpretive dance. Distracting. It's very distracting.
I apologize.
Good. Thank you. So you should, because God forbid when you're in the zone at 5:45 and we're speaking at you and you look at us like we're bloody criminals. Don't talk to me. I'm working.
At least I say that. I'll say, look, I'm busy.
I do. Did I not say this morning, Jade, can you please, very politely, Jade, can you please stop distracting me? I'm
and
trying
I
to
left
work.
You alone.
And what did you do?
I turned
and then
to Crevo.
I fucked up the entire break. I hit the wrong button.
Jade, do you reckon Maddie wants a cigarette?
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, that's proof. I know. Look.
Little, slightly dramatic, but.
You've wound me up now. I'm wound up.
You got it all out.
And then, to be fair, we've
come on,
had,
yeah, here we go. Keep
we've,
on
we've
going.
We've had like 5 pre-recorded interviews after the show.
Yeah.
So it's 9:54. The show finished an hour ago, and I'm still sitting here, and I just want my break.
Isn't life hard? Isn't it?
I realize I'm being dramatic here.
Just a little bit.
I don't care. I'm allowed to be.
You know what? You just remember if ever Crevo and I have to be dramatic, it works. It's a two-way street.
Jade, you just want a license to be the center of attention every day.
No,
you're
I
always
don't.
Dramatic, doll.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, how about we just let the listener be the judge?
Yeah.
Of who's the most dramatic? You know, in your own mind.
I think we just worked it out, didn't we?
Who is? In
is
your
it,
opinion,
is it me? Is it?
I don't know.
No, remember we did our character profiles for the show?
I wonder if I can
Crevo
talk to
Crevo and I
from
both
the
put dramatic down for you.
Hey, Hamish.
It made the list.
We're just doing our podcast opener. Can you test if your mic works on it? No, it doesn't work. No. Who do you think's the most dramatic on the show? Do you think it's Jade or I? Put your hand up if you think it's Jade, or like keep it down if you think it's me. It's
turn around,
Crevo.
I want to see. I need another...
Oh, me!
Yes! Yes! Self-awareness is a good thing.
I know I'm dramatic, but I'm a homosexual. We are a bit dramatic.
That's not
by
an
nature.
Excuse. That is not allowed to be an excuse.
Yes, it is, Jay.
Oh, well,
is
I'm
it?
A woman, and you know what? I'm dramatic because I'm a woman.
I'm animated.
I like to see it. I like to see it as a storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Storytelling is like one of the oldest traditions, right? That's like,
yes, it is.
In,
yeah.
You know, Shakespeare, I can guarantee you, it wouldn't have been a boring guy.
No.
You wouldn't confuse him for an accountant.
No. I need a cigarette. Let's finish this up. Enjoy.
See you guys.
See ya.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-gos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning. It's a Wednesday.
It is. We're not counting the days at all, are we?
No, not at all. I am,
because it's my party on Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that coming up this weekend?
It is.
Jeez,
a little FM team party.
Huge news for Melbourne overnight.
I know.
What happened?
Great news.
Opened up restrictions.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's an ad doing the rounds online that's called Let's Melbourne Again. Such a great little video.
Check it out.
It's really cool.
Clever.
Let's Melbourne Again, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they go.
Do you know what? I have so many friends down there and they are just beside themselves. Like,
stinging for it. Because the pubs went, right, midnight, we're just going to open for a little bit. You know,
boom,
that little bit
straight in
between midnight and 2 o'clock when we're allowed to be open.
Nah, it's really good. Like, it's been an interesting time for them down there. But, hey, look, I mean, it took a while, but
far from over.
Far from over, but at least they can, you know, have some sort of a life now.
Exactly right. Yeah. Bit of a social life. Just shows how important all that stuff is.
Well, hopefully the borders open up, like, by December. Hey, Hamish, good morning. How are we looking in Queensland with the borders? Well, what's the circumstances around that in which they will open?
Well, look, they have had some... No. They've had some pretty strong conditions. Like, they did say November the 1st, if there was not so many weeks of no mystery infections detected. But the Queensland state state election is happening this weekend. So keep your eye on it. There may be an announcement as early as Friday.
Well, because if it's Anastasia gets kicked out, then someone else might go, okay.
Well, possibly, but also, too, Anastasia may make an announcement herself as well, too, as a final, you know, boost over the line.
I was going to say, Hamish, are you possibly suggesting that they might use the border, opening as a way to get more political game?
Oh, Crevo, I wouldn't say anything like that. What are you talking about?
How outrageous.
Well, look, I do hope they open because, you know, if we're in the position to do so, let's book some holidays. You know?
Yeah, I know you're keen to go
up to Queensland, Maddie.
Yeah, I really want to go. Well, me and my friend wanted to go up to Cairns
for the
Christmas break. So, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Don't get eaten by a croc when you go up there.
I lived in Darwin, Jade.
I know.
And Maddie's not a big ocean swimmer.
I worry about you, that's all.
You know, if you go to Cairns, you can go to that, like, tepid pool that they have that has a few bits of sand, like
what
a beach.
What a way to go, though.
Eaten by a croc.
Maddie's been eaten by a croc. He won't be back this year.
This year.
Were you planning on haunting us the year after?
Yep. We'll find someone else called Maddie.
Oh, guys, there's a dating site for men, Maddie.
Yeah.
With small little wing wangs.
Why did you direct that at me?
Well, you're single. I don't know if you're in what you're into, what your preference is. But basically, if you're a man and you've got a small willy, you want to listen up because I can tell you all about this site.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And right now we're chatting about a dating site which specifically is for men with small penises.
Oh.
And it's just launched. The website is called Dinky One. And it was actually made for men with body image issues, specifically regarding the certain part of the male body, which we all know is the little ding-a-ling. So according to the dating site, the average erect penis length is about 5.5 inches, which they say is 14 centimetres, with only those deemed below average eligible to sign up.
Can you get the tape measure out, please, Crevo?
Yeah, sure.
Let's just put that into perspective.
Yeah, I'd like a visual.
it's a bit stuck.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, there you go.
So the creators of this app hope it will help people realise size isn't everything and sometimes it's about the motion of the ocean.
Right, well, I guess, you know, there's people into everything, isn't there?
Well, there is.
What are your thoughts on this, Jade?
Well,
so that's the average, apparently.
That's the average there. I think that's a nice size.
So below that, they're saying you got to be on, you can be on the website.
Look,
anything below that.
Look, I've been with a man who had a small ding once.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's better when it was, I prefer it slightly larger, but the thing is, hey, he was good with his hands and he I still got off, so happy days.
Yeah.
But basically, the adult entertainment industry, they're saying only cast males with well over average size penises. In addition, you know, most adult sites and all that sort of thing. You know, so what are you laughing at?
I mean,
at,
look,
you're
as
throwing
a,
me
as,
off here.
As a yeah, guy, sorry, yeah. because it's just an odd thing.
It's not. I mean, no, but they're saying the entertainment industry is obviously they only go for men with larger things, which actually makes a lot of men insecure that they're not as big as men who film
does.
In the adult
I
industry.
I reckon the more niche dating sites, the better. Because that just makes it easier for people who are looking for certain things to find what they're looking for.
Mm.
So, you know, in the same way, like if there was, you know, a dating site for, I don't know, different sized women or whatever, like why not?
Yeah.
Like, just makes it easier for people to find love. That's great news.
Well, they're saying as of this month, nearly 30,000 people have signed up to the dating site with around 27% of the user base identifying as female.
See, I reckon that's probably normal for dating sites.
Yep, and 71% male and 2% transgender.
Do you know what, though? A lot of women like a smaller man.
30% of the people sign up.
Like I said, I've been with a man with a smaller, and hey, you can, I don't know, you make up for it in other ways.
Hey.
Yeah.
And it's just some
like
people are into
like.
It, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, I didn't settle for that.
So what's it called? What's
so,
it called?
But at the end of the day, but still,
are you signing
I,
up, Maddie?
I had
no.
fun.
What's it called?
It's called Dinky One.
Dinky One.
Dinky, D-I-N-K-Y.
What a name.
One.
Come up with a better name. Please.
A lot of names are taken for stuff, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to get any kind of company name. I'm surprised they got that.
Dinky1.com.
Dinky One.
Well, oh, you have you signed up.
No.
Whatever. I think
you know
it's
what,
a good Crevo? Thing.
Mm. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's have a look at your phone, eh?
Sure, if you want.
Very good. Thank you, Jade. Very informative.
Yeah,
all you blokes
always.
On the way to work out there, look, maybe that's the place to go. If
oh,
why are you still scrolling there, Maddie?
I just pulled the site up just to have a look.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good.
And what have you seen?
A picture of a very good-looking man and a woman.
Oh, well, there you go. Or alternatively, if you're a lady who, you know, likes that,
well,
get
you know,
on
there's
there.
Medical issues. You know, some women prefer to be with a smaller man, in all fairness, because of whatever reason's happening down there for her.
Look,
can be uncomfortable.
It's all about public service and people finding love.
Yeah, and
we've
I'm sorry
about
if
50
we
weddings on this show.
Shared
so.
Too much information, but hey,
oh,
we're keeping it real
just
on
a
this
touch,
show.
You know, just a touch.
Oh, well.
That's
whatever.
All right.
Bit of fun.
All good.
Yeah.
We're all human.
We are. We are. Hey,
we're
we are
all
doing lads. When lads versus lasses up next.
Oh, yeah.
It's our very own battle of the sexes where the guys take on the girls. Now, looking at the leaderboard, guys currently tied yet again with the lasses on 25 gold stars apiece, guys.
Yep.
Jeez. Not good.
We need
not
this
good.
Tie to be broken.
If you want to play, give us a call, 131009. The prize on offer today, Aussie Movie Pack plus some Tim Tams. The lines are open now.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, we got a whole heap of questions for the opposite sexes. Lads, you need to answer the lady questions, and lasses, you need to answer the lad questions correctly. The most right will walk away today with an Aussie movie pack. We've chucked in some Tim Tams today as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do need a lad still to take on Gabby. If you want to play 131009, guys.
Come on, guys.
If you're game.
We
all
can't
right.
have the lasses winning again.
Boys.
We're going to Gabby. Her favourite superhero is Catwoman. And she has a fear of spider webs. And her go-to karaoke artist is Queen. Thanks for joining us, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Gabby.
So
hey, Gabby.
Tell us about your favourite Queen song.
Oh, my God, I love all of them so much. Don't stop me now. Oh, my God, all of them.
Hey, Gabby.
Rhapsody, yeah?
Do you accept Adam Lambert as the current singer of the band?
You know what, just so I can go to the concerts, I do, but no one can ever measure up to Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's true.
He was so unique.
Oh, yeah. There's so much energy and just, like, a really unique voice.
Well, thank God for YouTube.
Yeah.
And concert DVDs.
All right, Gabby, we're going to kick it off with question number one. What is a chain wrench used for?
Oh, is that for tightening the chain on a chainsaw?
No. Apparently, it's turning or holding a smooth or round object.
So it basically looks like a stick with a chainsaw chain on it. And then it's for, gripping on smooth stuff.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
We all learned something. Question number two. How many differentials does a four-wheel drive car have?
Ooh. We go with four?
No, sorry. It's two front and back.
Oh, come on, Gab. Come on, Gab.
It's all right. They're hard ones today, Gabby. Question three. In Australian dollars, what is LeBron James' net worth? Okay, and I've got some multiple choices here for you. A, $67 million. B, $182 million. Or C, $631 million.
Oh, let's go the middle one,
$182 million.
No,
Gabby, sorry.
He's worth $631 million.
No good. Hold the line there for us, Gabby. Will might get all of his wrong too, and in which case we'll go to a coin toss.
Unlikely.
Let's go to our lad. His name is Will. He loves soccer, hates heights, and wishes he lived in Brazil. Yes, you do. Hey, Will, how are you?
Will, are you able to turn your radio down, mate?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Good. All right, here we go. Question number one.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Hey, man, good, thanks.
Good, thanks, Will. All right, let's get into the questions. Who is the father of Kourtney Kardashian's children?
Kanye West?
No, unfortunately not. It's Scott Disick. All right, question number two. The brand Tresemme make what?
What kind of makeup?
No,
it's hair care products.
Oh, wow.
All right, I didn't know that either. Don't worry about it. All right, question number three, and you only need to get this one to take out the win, all right? What was the name of the fictional property in McLeod's Daughters?
No,
it was Drover's Run.
All right. Well, that means
0-0.
Coin toss.
All right. Will, heads or tails?
Heads.
All right.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. Heads for the win.
It landed on heads.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Good on you, Will. Didn't win it by knowing stuff, but by luck. So it's a good victory. Oh,
good job, Will. Thank you.
A bit shallow, but good.
If you want to play anytime this week, register now with producer Jackson on 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos.
So, guys, obviously Halloween's going to be kicking off on a Saturday, which is very exciting. And if you're not sure how you're going to celebrate, you can actually head along to the Newcastle Food and Flower Market over a Mexican fiesta. And that's what they're having there. You can dress up and you can feast on a Mexican degustation menu whilst being entertained with a professional mariachi band.
I mean, that's so good. I love seeing these little cultural things popping up around
it's
town.
So good.
And who would know, you know, in Sandgate. I love
it. It's all happening.
And they can have all these beautiful festoon lights and lanterns. And imagine that, everyone dressed up and, you know, feasting on Mexican food. Who doesn't love that? So if you want to head along, tickets are still available. And there's actually a fabulous prize for the best dressed couple, they're saying.
Ooh. Oh, do you know what?
Sounds exotic.
It's such a nice, peaceful spot, the food and flower markets. It's so nice to just sit there and chill.
Oh, they've got some great workshops coming up too, actually. I was on their... No. I was on the Instagram last night and I was having a look and I tagged my sister-in-law, Claire and Bella, in it. I was like, oh, we should do this. They've actually got this DIY flower workshop coming up around Christmas time.
Oh, fun.
Or I think it's a good Christmas present. But it launches this weekend too.
There you go. Heaps going on.
Yeah, because I was talking from Jess from the markets.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, See, it looks like a lot of fun.
Foodandflowermarkets.com.au.
All right. Guys, up next, I want to talk horror mother-in-laws. So if you've got a horror mother-in-law or a mother-in-law story, 13 10 09.
Do you, Crevo?
No. Nah, pretty good.
Well, his mother-in-law's in a different country.
I know, that's what he's saying.
It suits me well.
Oh, well, look, my mother-in-law has her ups and downs. Be honest.
That's good. Yeah, this is all because there's a story's come out where a mother-in-law has demanded to be the first to hold a baby and wants to choose the name.
No, that's terrible.
Now that, I think, is a step too far.
Yeah, my mother-in-law sounds like a dream compared to that.
I feel like if you're a parent, you should get to choose the name.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting to choose a lot in life.
You owe squat to your mother-in-law.
Hide.
I know. The audacity.
I know, right? 13 10 09. Is your mother-in-law getting all involved in stuff or being a bit annoying? We want to hear your stories. Give us a call next.
Even better if it's a past mother-in-law that you can talk trash about.
Oh, yeah.
Even more points.
Did you divorce because of the mother-in-law? 13 10 09.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We're asking you, do you have a horror mother-in-law and what does she do?
Jay, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, this is all after a story has come out over in the UK where the mother-in-law, this mum, has like ranted on this blog saying, you're not going to believe this because my mother-in-law is wanting to be the first to hold my baby, and also is wanting to name it. Like, what an absolute outrage.
That just sounds all sorts of wrong. Did she say, it wasn't a joke?
No, surely she not. Said, it's a tradition in my family. That's why. Like, which I can't believe.
That's
I
a cop out.
Surely, as a parent, one of the things you get to do is choose the name for your own kid.
You would think that.
Like, you're going to be feeding it. You're going to be paying all the bills for the next 18 to 25 years. You want to be able to pick the name.
Is there any cultures that actually do that?
I've never heard of that.
No,
that seems like
it's an
absolute wind-up.
I think
like,
that's a universal no-no.
Like, that's why this lady is so wound up. You know, so 13, 10, and 9 if you've got a wild mother-in-law story.
You know what? I and mother-in-laws, we just never get along. Every partner I've had, I've not gotten along with their mother.
Really?
I don't know why. One of my exes, right, moved in with me and, you know, we're living our life, blah, blah, blah. And he obviously was a bit of a mummy's boy. I didn't find that out until a bit, you know, into the relationship.
Too far
down
yeah,
the track.
Yeah.
Just too much. Anyway, I think he was whinging about what I was cooking for him. And one day the mother comes over with a list of recipes and like and what I should be feeding her son. I was like, okay, doll, are you going to pay for that?
It's
like,
it's a minefield.
How dare... Oh.
It really is because like at the same time, especially if your partner's close to their mother, then you've got to pick your battles wisely.
Well, of course.
And it's tough.
Because you're putting them on the spot, you know, are they...
Well, and you never get between your partner and the mother. It's a real fine line you got to tread there. I think I've mastered it.
You sound like you're a bit
years.
Of an expert, Jade.
Well, yeah, because you just, like I say, it's about choosing the battles and the ones that you can win, you know?
Yeah, I just think that they have no right into, you know, having an opinion on their child's relationship or what they eat or what they do or who they date. I think it's disgusting when mothers get involved to that degree.
Oh, that's bad.
Like, you can't date her. You're not good enough for my son. My poor little sister, she's been dating a guy for 2 years.
Yeah.
And her mother is the guy's mother is a right piece of work.
Like, oh, really?
She is awful to my sister.
Yes.
And
oh,
I think, you know
good.
What?
That's not right.
You're a grown woman. Like, let your child be happy.
Yeah.
And get involved in their lives.
Exactly.
Some
right.
mothers just can't help it, though.
Yeah, no good.
My mum, actually, come to think of it, my mum...
She's a delight.
She's a delight. No, really. If I think about my mum...
Like mother, like daughter, hey?
Yeah, exactly. But my mum just sort of, you know when the kid's got to fly the nest? I look back...
off you go, little birdie.
Yeah, mum just
fly away.
Fly the coop and let me sort of live my life and never interfere.
That's good.
Hey, yeah.
Good on it.
My mum's been like that as well.
I'm going to point that out to Ben when I get home now that I've had this epiphany. You've got it great, mate.
You've got it great, mate.
Hey, guys, doing a round of Love It or Loathe It up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Doing it after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, guys, this is where we get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. And, guys, this morning we're talking sharing clothes. Love it or loathe it?
Mm-hmm. Sharing clothes, I'm going to say...
I love it. Is it with my partner?
Sister, mother?
Oh, no, loathe it. Why are we sharing
clothes? Yes. Replace that role. No, I love it. It's good when you're the same size as, like, my mum, my sister and I, all size 7/6 in shoes, so we can share each other's shoes.
I didn't say shoes. I said clothes.
Yeah, it still counts.
Sharing shoes is disgusting.
No, outfits. But, yeah, no, you know, jeans, shirts, like, whatever you can fit, all for it.
Yeah,
Emmy,
I guess...
Emmy borrows my jackets all the time.
Does it annoy you?
Not really. Only if I don't have a jacket then. Like, she takes the jacket.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, left in the cold. Like, hang on a second, I didn't agree to this.
You should feel lucky that you don't have any siblings, because it happens a lot.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
When you have, especially when you have a partner that's pretty much the same as, way if you're gay. Like, a lot of people sharing clothes. Shoes, though, too much.
When you're in a relationship, Maddie, do you have one closet?
No, generally two. We had two. Yeah. But closets are a different thing, like a very personal thing, because you like what you like with your closet.
Yeah, right, okay.
What do you mean? What are you colour coding it? Yours is different shades of black.
I go through different stages with mine. Sometimes the clothes are piled up, sometimes it's colour. In the middle, I like sort of flip and flop between.
Yeah,
like, I'll get inspired and get super organized, and it will be like the most beautiful closet you've ever seen. But then I'll get lazy and just chuck my clothes in after I've washed them, because I can't be bothered folding them.
So you don't fold at all?
Nah, very rarely.
Fascinating. How does your shirt stay so wrinkle free?
The dryer. A lot of the time, my clothes just sit on my desk chair.
Don't they shrink though in the dryer?
Yeah, but that's good sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. It just fits better sometimes.
Better fit.
You like to, you have your tight chest.
It shows your muscles.
Yeah, around those pecs.
Pecs or moobs? I'm not sure which ones.
Pecs. Well, look, I was going to say pecs.
I do have pecs underneath somewhere.
Well, they exist.
I ain't getting into that.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Time's up.
All right,
stop. I got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo,
the Novos.
So, guys, very, very excited about something that I've just discovered, and I want to pitch a big idea to you guys for November. Slash a little bit of December.
Is this a stitch up?
No. Something that I think is a great idea that is being done elsewhere that I think we could implement here. So I want to pitch an idea to you guys, which I'm super excited about.
You know what's annoying, Jade?
What?
So you come up with these crackpot ideas for the show.
Yeah.
And then you get upset when we shoot them down behind the scenes. So I love that you're now doing it on air.
Well,
we'll be able to
get
it,
your little
we'll
backup.
Shoot it down live,
because you know what? I've learnt that, you know, you guys like to be Debbie Downer. So I thought, you know what? I'm
going
to get the people's help. And if they think it's a great idea, then they can call on 131009. So stick around, because I'm going to need your help. Basically, you can decide what we do on our show in a second.
The big rule behind the scenes here that we always try and abide by is that the show is a democracy.
Yes.
So if, you know, two people are against or for something, we'll do it. So we'll see, Jay. That rule is still in place, though.
Yeah.
You can get as many calls as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll hear it next. Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos. Right now, 13:10:09, Jade apparently has an idea, so stand by your phones.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso.
Yeah. Here we go.
An idea that I'm very excited and feel very passionate about, so I thought we'd talk about it live on air. So, because I feel I'm going to need some backing on 13:10:09 if you feel like you need to get involved in this chat. So,
what you're saying is,
yes,
you don't think Maddie and I are going to like this.
Yes, 100%. So, I need your help to back me on this, everyone. So,
I'm open-minded.
Here we go. It's less than 2 months until Christmas now, okay?
Yep.
And once we get past Halloween this weekend, it's the next big event. So, I figured after a really rough year with COVID-19, you know, the bushfires at the start of the year, we really need to celebrate something quite big at the end of the year like Christmas, and why not start celebrating it early? So I've discovered that there's this new app where you can listen to festive bangers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I think we should play Christmas music on our station as of Sunday, non-stop till Christmas time.
Well, that's a no from me.
Well, like,
I can 100% tell you that's the worst idea. No, it's not. In a long time.
Because it's an actual radio station that's doing it.
Whereabouts? In London.
Oh, in England.
Very different.
No.
How awful.
It's not. It's the new Christmas channel. They're calling it Heart Radio. It's Heart Christmas, I should say.
So Heart, just so you know, is a massive radio brand over in the UK. So they've got a spin-off station called Heart Christmas.
And it's set to bring a lot of cheer, what has otherwise been a very rough year for a lot of people.
So basically what you're saying,
yes,
you want New FM to play Christmas music from Sunday.
Every song.
I don't think I could handle that.
Maybe the odd Pink song.
I do have the station ready to go. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
This is the kind of rubbish that Jade is proposing. Queen, thank God it's Christmas, playing now.
And who doesn't love Queen?
The previous song, Coldplay, Christmas Lights. And coming up after that is I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake.
If I heard any of this garbage now, I'd be turning off.
Yeah, but you're Christmas Scrooge. You don't celebrate Christmas.
Can I just weigh in here? Because I play like 56 workday songs on average a day.
So it'd be 56 Christmas songs,
I'm
Jackson.
Quitting my job if I have to do that. You can say goodbye to me.
No.
Jade, we can't lose Jackson.
We can't lose Jackson.
Can I just say, apparently this is a democratic decision, so there is a place you can go to hear Christmas songs seemingly all year long.
Where?
Coles or Woolworths, alternatively. How early do they start playing those jolly Christmas songs?
Terrible.
I mean, terrible. Give it a week, they'll start playing them.
Imagine hearing these songs at New FM every single day constantly. You'd go insane.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, it puts people in a good
people
mood.
People are calling, Jade. Let's go to the phones.
All right, morning, Trev.
Jade. What are you thinking, darling?
I'm thinking I have a good idea.
Okay, I play Father Christmas down in Sydney. I have Christmas music going, and it only starts on the last weekend of November. If you start it any earlier, it brings bad luck.
Yeah,
okay, there we go.
And do you know what, Trev? I honestly think that I'm happy to have Christmas music playing on UFM on Christmas Day. Even Christmas Eve, sprinkle a few in. But that's it.
But, and Jade, don't you believe in superstition and stuff too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So do you really want to tempt anything else in 2020? I don't think
so. Well, Trev, I haven't heard this superstition that you're bringing up. All I know is that apparently you should only put your Christmas tree up on the 1st of December.
Yeah, same thing, darling. You start playing, it brings bad luck.
All right.
And we don't need any
Are you in the big rig, Trev? In the big rig this morning? Yeah, that's a no from Trev the truckie. Okay. Thank you. Very good.
We're going to Robbie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think of... No? What? Okay.
Jade.
Yep.
If you do this, I will find out where you live and I will seek revenge.
Why, Robbie?
It's a no from Robbie.
Why?
Common sense.
Put it this way. I work in Westfield.
Mm.
We've had a gutful of Christmas songs by Christmas Day.
Thank you, Robbie. That's Thank two you. For a no. Sorry, Jade. Karen. Hello, Karen. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, good. Please, slap some sense into this girl. What do you think?
I'm with Tinsel Tips. Go for it.
Yes! Yes, Karen! Oh, I love being Tinsel Tips. This is great.
I've got Christmas USBs in my car that I put on in between driving when I don't like a song on the radio. I just flick it over to Christmas songs and then back to you guys.
How good is it? And it makes you happy, doesn't it?
It does. I've already started with Christmas.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad you're a listener of this show. It really makes me happy. And honestly, call up any time.
I usually only call on a Wednesday when I'm in the car driving.
Yep.
We'll take anything we can get.
Yeah, well, I look forward to chatting to you on Wednesdays because this is great. I'm glad there's someone else there like me because I always play Taylor Swift's, you know the song she released last year at Christmas time?
Yeah, I've got that one in here now. I've got a lot of hers on a mix too. I was just listening to her a little while ago.
Yeah, it's so good. It always puts you in a happy
Can
mood.
Can you stop telling people not to listen to our show, yeah, Jade?
No, listen to our show, Christmas Tree Farm. That was it by Taylor Swift. It's great.
Oh, well, there we go.
And yet, you don't have to have all the daggy old carols. There's so many modern ones now, like country artists and that.
Yep.
They've all got some really great songs.
Sounds like a...
Doubt it.
Sounds like a great time, Karen. Some country Christmas carols.
Get the eggnog out and have a listen, dude.
Yeah, Maddie.
No, not
oh,
my
thanks,
fault.
Karen. So, have thanks, a great Karen. Day.
Fine. You found the one person in Newcastle, in all of Newcastle, who agrees with you, Jade.
Yeah.
How much do you pay her?
Nothing.
Just imagine
Zero.
This, right?
There's someone else out there like me, which is a comforting
Here at
thought.
105.3 New FM, the Christmas cheer starts early. We've got Kelly Clarkson right now with Have Yourself A Merry Little Christmas. It's 7:16 with the Novos. I'm not playing it in full.
I was so excited. Out, Look at know. My eyes. They were lit up. I was like, yes.
I'm just going to throw something at you just then.
Oh.
No.
Oh, it's nice.
Hey, Jackson, how are you selling this?
Turn off, guys.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Trucky is.
I've got goosebumps already. Christmas is so magical. Family, friends.
Just quietly. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, you get love Kelly
in,
Clarkson.
I know, I do love it, but get back in your box, doll. Stop trying to steal Mariah's thunder. Taking the Christmas. She's trying to become the Christmas Carol's queen.
Pick a lane.
Pick a lane. Oh, I agree. Geez. Thank you. Anyways, back to reality. News time coming up soon. Check in your roads next, though, after What's the Goss, Jackson?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's revealed that she's a helicopter parent, and I'm going to tell you why Drake fans have said 2020 needs to burn to the ground, and it's not because he's requested New FM play 24-hour Christmas carols, which is a shocker.
All right, it's coming up next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Can we just stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson is here. What's the goss, man?
Yeah, good morning. Nicole Kidman has appeared on Loose Women over in the UK. This interview's been panned because they're saying it was ridiculous and painful to watch her basically go through a scripted interview. There was nothing natural about it. But she's opened up about being a helicopter parent. Now, I don't know how many kids she's got. I didn't do the research on that, so sorry. I'm a failed entertainment reporter. But she's opened up about not wanting her 12-year-old to have Instagram.
Because I'm not very techie myself, it's very hard for me to sort of monitor it. I won't let them be on Instagram. You know, and I have a 12-year-old right now who's chomping at the bit, wanting to like get into all of that. And I'm like, no, no, no. So it's just that constant push-pull. I would say a lot of parents would say the same thing.
Interesting. I understand that aspect of her being like so famous she wouldn't want her kids out there, but what is like an appropriate age for like a non-famous kid? Do you know what I mean?
To
like,
get Instagram.
I think 16.
Yes, like, so do I.
I think 16 is the right age.
You're starting to get you're starting to make better decisions, yeah. I think, and just have an understanding of like the result of your actions at that age.
Yeah,
before I don't know.
That, you're less cluey.
I'd like to tell my kids if you're not having it until you're 21. It's terrible. Social media is really bad. Honestly, I don't know how parents handle their kids on social media these days.
It's not easily.
I don't know what the girls I went to school with, like, bullying and the teasing. Imagine it on social media. God, it must be hard.
Yeah, but you can't keep them off until the 21.
I'd like to try.
That's a bit
imagine if social media was around when you were a kid.
You'd want it, I guess.
18. But you can imagine your mum trying to stop you having an Instagram when you're 18, to get famous.
Simpler times back then.
Not really.
Yeah, 100%. I was so oblivious. Like, I know when all my friends had phones before me. I didn't get a phone until I could afford to buy it myself. A 3315 when I started working.
Did you have MySpace?
But I never felt like I got left out.
Did you have MSN Messenger and MySpace when you were a teenager?
Yeah, no, not until... I didn't get MySpace until, I think, like, 20.
What about MSN Messenger, though?
It wasn't in my... I was older than you. But I never really went on it.
Chat roulette, eh?
Because, well, we had dial-up then. And my parents wouldn't let me on the internet unless I had an assignment.
See, I remember having MSN Messenger as a kid, and then I think about some of the people that tried to talk to me on there, and I'm like...
No,
I would not let my children do that. Hey, moving on to Drake. So I tuned into Twitter last night.
Yeah.
People are saying, I want 2020 to burn to the ground, and it's all over his 34th birthday. So the menu for this has leaked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. About this.
Okay, so there's options like calamari, sushi, steak. Macaroni and cheese is what's got people really annoyed because it includes raisins.
That
is weird.
So everyone's really mad. Sun-dried tomatoes, raisins, and parsley mac and cheese.
Actually,
and
that sounds great.
It's sort of like savory with a little bit of sweetness.
That sounds great.
It does sound good, actually.
See, those are similar ingredients that I'll put in, like, a couscous. So you can put raisins in a couscous, really good, with a bit of feta and parsley. So it's not so wildly off base.
No, it's like a bread and butter pudding.
No, I'm not for it. I'm a
millionaire Mark.
Mac and cheese fan.
What, because I made couscous once?
Yeah, you're so fancy.
With feta and raisins.
It's not fancy at all.
It is fancy. Not normal people aren't eating like that at
home. Would you eat it, Jackson?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I like my mac and cheese like very simple.
Craft microwave for you,
100%,
yeah.
That's all I live on when I have to cook for myself, because I don't cook for myself, right? So if someone's not cooking, like my mom or like anyone, I'm living on mac and cheese and wine, so it's like my dairy and fruit intake. I'm good.
You know what?
Those pasta packets
are so underrated. I had one yesterday, those San Remo family carbonara packs. You know, with the water. You know, you put a cup, I think it's a cup of water, three quarters of milk, a teaspoon of butter in the microwave for 12 minutes, and then you stir it. And it's done.
You're calling me millionaire, Mark. What about millionaire Jade over here?
So
with
delicious.
A packet carbonara.
It's so difficult, though, because the milk boils over.
Yeah, it's so hard
to get
right.
You know what? I've solved that. Yeah. Big bowls. I used a big salad bowl yesterday to make it in. That's what solves that issue, because it bubbles up and it doesn't go over.
Chef Jade's in the house again.
When it comes to microwave cooking, I'm a gal.
My mum loves buying those packet pastas.
They're so good.
And every time I go there, Mum, what's for dinner? Oh, we'll have steak and pasta.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of, like, we're getting some nice pasta dish.
No.
And then I get some, like, sloppy carbonara from a packet.
Your mum and I are so alike.
You put the butter in.
You've got to add cream as well. If you don't add cream, you're a pleb.
Oh, I'm a pleb. I'm never adding cream. Just the necessary ingredients.
I've never felt so left out of a food chat in my life.
Also, too, Michelle Bridges is, like, burning on the ground now that Jay's putting pasta in a salad bowl. That's not its use.
Hey, guys, coming up after, before 8 o'clock, in fact, speaking of The Biggest Loser, Shannon Ponton. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Michelle Bridges, like, offsider on The Biggest Loser. Well, he's now on that show, SAS. So he's joining us before 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
awesome. Can't wait to chat to him.
Well, you can maybe ask him some workout tips and stuff, Jade. You know, you're a gym girl.
Yeah, well.
Gym bunny.
I'm trying to be. I think I'm getting results.
Yeah, good.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It is time, guys, to play Beat the Meat on 13 10 09. If you would like to win some delicious sausages from Singo's, now is your chance. You basically have to say stop before our sausages explode, and you could be walking away with a tray full. All thanks to Singo's Butcheries, our prices are undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. You want to win this, call now on 13 10 09.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Oh, yeah, this is where we beat the meat. Well, you do on 13 10 09. If you say stop before our sausages explode, you walk away with delicious sausages from Singo's Butcheries.
Yeah, well, you sure do. 13 10 09, we do have a player this morning. Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, yeah, man.
Doing good, man. What's on for your day?
Work, unfortunately. I'm on my way there now.
Oh, nice one. On the roads, where are you?
Yeah, I'm on the roads. I'm currently waiting for a train to cross the track, so I'm sitting in traffic. So
that's you love that.
There's nothing worse when you get the train crossings.
Well, yeah, especially when it's going to make me late this morning, but what can you do?
What do you do for work?
So I'm a revenue officer, and I do just, like, invoicing and debt collection and stuff.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Oh, interesting stuff.
Interesting job. Horrible, though. You'd have a lot of people yelling at you, wouldn't you?
Not so much yelling, but a lot of unhappy people and sad people. So yeah. It can be a bit crappy.
I love what you're doing, though. You're winning on the way to work whilst running behind time. I love
you
it.
You've got to make
me feel good about being there.
All right, let's do it, shall we? You know how this works, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, say stop before the sausages explode. Should we beat the meat, Jade?
Yeah, let's beat the meat.
One sausage. 8 sausages. 9 sausages. 15 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Oh.
23 sausages.
Oh, nice play, man.
Good job, Chris.
Good work, man.
Was that everything you thought it would be?
Everything and more.
Good. Yeah.
Sometimes it is when you beat them, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you want to know how many there were? 34 sausages today. So it's not a bad job.
Yeah,
that's
you did
a good
pretty
job,
good, man.
Yeah, I can't complain. That's pretty good.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for listening, Chris.
Have
enjoy.
A great day.
Hope the boss isn't too hard on you this morning. If you want to play Beat the Meat, back next week, and all thanks to Singo's, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Singo's Butcheries, once again, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And they do a good risole, actually.
Yeah, you've tried them a couple of times.
I love their risoles, yeah.
Yeah, nice one. Hey, guys, SAS, it is, of course, one of the biggest shows going at the moment.
Yeah, number one.
Shannon Ponson, you might remember him from The Biggest Loser, etc.
Fitness professional.
That's right. So you'd think he'd be pretty good on this show, SAS. And, of course, he is one of the good competitors on there. We're going to be chatting to him next, and we'll try and squeeze a bit more out of him about what's going on behind the scenes.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, SAS continues on Channel 7, a massive show, number one in the ratings. Right now, joining us on the show is Shannon Ponton.
We're going to find out who they really are, and so will they. This is SAS Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely massive. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Hey, mate.
Boys, just that voiceover has thrown me into the fetal position into the corner.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Don't do that to me. 5 weeks of therapy in one hit.
I mean, you know, the show has been a huge success, obviously. And you being a fitness professional, I think a lot of people thought, you know what, you'll be doing great on this. How do you think, like, were you prepared for it?
Physically, I was prepared. I'd sort of studied what the missions and that were from the UK version.
Yeah.
They've done 5 or 6 series up there.
Yeah.
But it was just the day-to-day living was absolutely relentless and something you couldn't prepare yourself for. But as you probably saw, on base, we had no power to access to any power. We had no showers, no hoses. There was one tap in the corner of the base that we had to use for all our water.
Mm.
We had 2 fires, and you can see every day they put us into the drink somewhere. We're into the water. And there's 16 of us with three layers of clothing to dry by two fires. It used to take 6 to 8 hours just to dry your clothes every day.
Jeez.
What a mission. Like you said then, you know, you went through so much, but then behind the scenes, I have to bring this up, and I hope your son's okay. Your wife, Kylie, found out that your three-year-old son, Bronx, had a tumor in his leg 2 weeks before you left for the show. So, and she didn't tell you. So when you came home, you've just gone through all this grueling, you know, hardcore training. And then, like, what was the shock like finding that news out about your son?
It was the most horrific thing. Two words you never want to hear is son and tumor.
Yeah.
And it was actually the morning that I was driving down. So I was driving down in the car with James Magnuson. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Kylie found out that Bronx had this tumour in his knee. And I'm driving down going, hey, we're ready for the show. And I just did not believe that my wife would have that fortitude not to tell me. And she didn't let on at all.
Were you okay?
She had two days before we lost communication totally, and she held it perfectly. Didn't let me know at all. So the minute I stepped out, they said, listen, we've got something to tell you. There's been a tumour in your son's knee, which was absolutely gut-wrenching.
Oh, how scary. Were you okay with that? Like, are you glad she didn't tell you, or would you have rather have known?
No, I was really glad she didn't tell me, because in that show, it's so intense, and you have your backside hanging out every minute of the day, and your mind plays tricks on you. Your mind is just looking for a reason to VW all day, every day, because you're so busted.
Yeah,
and it would have just been one of those things in the spur of the moment when you're absolutely busted, your mind's playing tricks on you, and you go, oh, I've got to withdraw, my son's got a tumour.
No, it's
not
good.
Nobody could begrudge you for that. Everyone would go, oh, fair enough. But at the end of the day, it would have been you copping out. You would have been taking yourself out.
Is everything all right with him now? Is he fine? Like, you're all good?
Yeah, mate, thank you so much for asking. He's all good at the moment. It's called a non-ossifying something.
Still scary,
and
though.
And they think it's benign, so yeah.
Good job, man. Sending all our best wishes to you guys.
Good vibes.
We do have to ask, of course, big news this morning, Shannon. Farastarani. Now, look, I think he's definitely the big villain on the show. I think most people have seen a different side to this guy on this show. Now, what I find interesting, obviously you had a little tiff with him, obviously with your work on The Biggest Loser, and you know, you're a personal trainer, I guess you see all different sides to a person's personality. Now, you look at this guy, he's put under pressure. You know what people do when they're put under pressure. What are your thoughts surrounding him? Is it because of the situation he's in, or do you think he's genuinely just a bit of a grub?
Yeah, I think probably just a little bit of an a-hole, actually.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to put it. It was the most bizarre thing. Like, the staff would say, don't move, and you could see him going, I've got to move. I've just got to move. They would say, don't talk. You'd see him going, I've just got to say something in that time. And I don't mind him if he wants to make his own journey however he wants it. But when we were getting punished every time, it was horrific, because every day for the first 3 days, resulted in punishment from just lack of discipline of something that was totally unavoidable.
Yeah.
And that's why I found it so infuriating.
So do you think it's because, like, him being an actor, his whole, like, career basically is you focus on yourself, but with the show itself, it's more like a team sport?
Yeah, I don't know the reason, and it's sort of hard to delve into somebody else's feelings and their rationale for it.
Yeah.
The thing that I hated most about it was that the adverse effect that it had on not only me, but on everybody else's time, just trying to get through the course.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sort of came out and said, oh, I was all done by design. I was just trying to make things hard for myself, and I wanted to do it properly. He wasn't making things hard for himself. He was making it hard for everyone else.
Everyone else had to go through all the punishments.
Yeah, he stood next to the DS while we were getting punished, smiling. So, I think the worst part of it was that even when we addressed it, and Merrick and I addressed it, you'll probably get sick of us trying to bring it up.
Yeah.
But to this point, there's been no remorse or not even any acknowledgement of the events that happened, almost to the point of going, no, it didn't happen, I didn't get you guys punished, which...
How interesting. Maybe it was a tactic. He was just trying to push you guys to your limits.
No, if anything, it's him trying to get his name out there more. And to be honest, I've never said for us or any more in my life than in the last, like, 10 minutes. So, you know, I guess it's working in a weird, sick way.
Well, I remember at one stage I said to Merrick, because, you know, we've got microphones on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I got my pen and paper out, and I wrote on the... piece of paper to America. I said, this guy's got to be a plant because no man in history could be such a D-head as this. And that was on a piece of paper because no man in history could be actually that, like, so...
A piece of work. Well, you have labelled him a sociopath, so, I mean, look, that sums it up really, doesn't it?
Yeah,
very good.
I think that's it. It's just that disconnection, you know, and I mean that as a sociopath in the... as far as that there's a disconnection to reality. Here's an event, here's what you do. It adversely affects everybody else. And there's a disconnection to the recourse of your actions, you know, and that's what I found so hard to deal with.
No,
everyone
for
makes mistakes, you know what I mean? Like, everyone makes mistakes. Yeah, you know, poor Jacko couldn't carry his pack up the hill and had to quit. You'd never, ever begrudge him in a million years because he was doing his best.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
This guy's just smirking on the sidelines. God, it makes you sick.
What an insight.
That was totally avoidable.
Oh, man.
Fascinating.
Thanks for joining us, Shannon. Great chat, man. And obviously, we miss you on the TV. Like, it's been a while, so it's good to see you on the telly again. What are you up to in life? What are you running at the moment?
Mate, I'm actually PTing two clients as we speak, so I'm trying to multitask. I've got a strength of guy. I'm just here doing planks right in front of me as we speak.
Oh, happy
days. Back on the tools training.
Yeah, good.
I love that you've gone back to yelling at the clients now instead of being yelled at on the show. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's given me newfound invigoration to yell and scream and cuff.
I love it. There he is.
Like a plumber.
Thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it. SAS Australia continues on Channel 7 next week, guys. What a guy.
Yeah,
what a lovely
really
guy.
Nice. I actually said to you guys off air, I think, you know, he looks a little bit scary in his photo.
Yeah, so lovely.
But really, really, really nice.
Charming.
Very good.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, this is Miles. I'm 11 and in Year 5 at Bishop Tyrrell Anglican College. I'd like to give a huge shout out to all my friends and teachers at BTEC. Cloudy day ahead with a high chance of showers and a chance of a thunderstorm in the morning and afternoon. We're expecting a top temperature of 21 degrees in the city and 21 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with a high chance of showers and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm in the evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kay, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
Oh, Marley, DiLeonardo from Bishop Tyrrell Anglican College, Year 5 there it was, and fantastic.
Great job.
Good job. 10 out of 10. If you want to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, you can enter at the website now, newfm.com.au. We do this every Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you want to be on the air, tell Mum or Dad to enter you today, and you could be on the show with us next week.
Exactly right. The next big radio star.
Yeah, absolutely. One day we'll take our jobs, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Producer Jackson, he loves his teeth and he loves good dental hygiene. And I think most people, you know, do. But
yeah, of course.
These are things you care about, right?
100%. It's like one of the most important things to me.
Like, I hear dental hygiene, those words leave Jackson's mouth at least 2 to 3 times a week. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I also like watch people, I judge people on their dental habits, like if they're drinking sugary drinks.
Really?
Which I don't, 100%, I'll look at it, and if I can smell gingivitis from a mile away.
No.
Yeah, I can.
Can you be honest with us? Have you ever smelt any gingivitis from us?
No, not from you three. There are people in this building, though.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, well, that's good. Thanks.
And they're the people that like to get up close and personal, the close speakers as well. So it's like, hey, get away.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you go to the dentist a lot. You had a big drama in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Well, it's actually been over a fortnight. I've been in a bit of a downward spiral because I went to get my teeth cleaned at a dentist around here because I'm from Sydney. Sydney, obviously, my dentist couldn't fit me in. They said that I had cavities, and I was like, absolutely not. Like, I actually questioned their degree. 100%. I went into, like, this downward spiral. I was, like, looking at myself in the mirror, just not the same way. What's going on? So they booked me in to get my teeth drilled into, and I cancelled it. And then I went to my other dentist yesterday, and they were like, no, mate, your teeth are actually fine. Here's the x-rays. These people were G-ing you up. They probably just wanted money out of you.
No.
Yeah.
So that's, your teeth were crazy. Perfectly fine.
Yep, tip-top shape. He's like, I've never seen better teeth in my life. So, yeah, this dentist was going to do three fillings in three different teeth.
That you didn't need.
That I didn't need, and I was mortified.
And what did he quote for the price?
It was about $230 a tooth.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you're looking at, would have been like $700 he was just going to squeeze out of you.
Yeah, and the worst thing is, he said to me, I'd like to do it without the anaesthetic as well, and that's what sort of, I was like, this isn't right, this isn't right.
Something's weird, yeah.
Yeah, and that I'm so glad that I got my second opinion.
Yeah, wow.
Well, this happens a lot, apparently. We all know dentists are very expensive.
Mm.
I mean, to the point where people refuse to go for years on end. Mm. But then when you do go, you just need to fork out and numb a leg. But what we thought we'd do this morning, 13 10 09, dental rorts. When have you gone to the dentist and you've been absolutely stung by the price?
You don't have to name the dentist.
No,
yeah,
none of that.
Obviously, keep that, you know, anonymous or whatever, but just tell us the story.
Yeah, maybe you have something similar to Jackson, you know, maybe your dentist has pulled out your teeth accidentally and charged you.
Well, had to give you false teeth that you didn't need.
Yeah, that's possible too.
Well, all dental rort stories.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Jackson, you poor thing, your dentist was going to give you almost $1,000 worth of fillings that you did not need.
Yeah, I was going to go under the knife, and I was mortified that actually my dental hygiene had gotten to that point where I was like, oh, how did this happen? And he was like, it's fine, like, it happens to people, you're 26, you know, it's expected. And then I got a second opinion and they were like, no, mate, your teeth are absolutely fine, here's the x-rays to prove it. That guy was G-ing you up. Yeah.
What an absolute scandal. So scary stuff.
What can you do? Can you report them to some dental association?
Well, that's what I don't know. I'm looking into it, actually, because I am interested to see if there is anything I can do. But I think it's like matter of opinion with these people.
Well, if there's a hole, there's a hole.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. If your tooth is rotting, sure, fill it up. But if it's not, what an absolute scandal. I mean, it just seems crazy. I've got a story for you guys. So my partner, Emmy, she's from Indonesia.
Mm.
And when she was a kid or young, like a teenager, right, this dentist tried to scam her back in Indonesia and said, here's an opportunity for you. We'll just take all your teeth out and give you falsies. And then you'll never have to do, like, fillings or anything.
I mean, look, that's a great solution.
But you know what? Like, that's something that they used to do back in the day.
Back in the day. What happened to my nana?
Yeah, like, old people, I understand, but, like, not young people.
But this was in, like, the 2000s.
No, this happened to when my nana was 21 years old. She wasn't... This is when she was in her prime.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened to Emmy. And my nana actually went through with it. That was, like, dentists back in, what, the 40s here in Australia.
Wow. Yeah, luckily Emmy was like, I don't think that's a good option.
No. Hey, Gavin, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, now, good. Now, tell us what happened.
Well, I was 18 and I went to the dentist. I didn't drink any soft drinks. My teeth were all good. They drilled probably 8-9 teeth out, filled them with amalgam. Then I went to a different dentist. And they told me there's nothing wrong with them, with the rest of them, because I still had another about 8 fillings to go. So I was very disappointed at my age to get all most of my teeth drilled out and put amalgam in them.
Jeez, that's a rip-off artist, aren't they, some of them?
Yes, I was, yep.
Hey, what did you do?
What do you mean?
Well, did you go back to the old dentist and sue them, or could you do anything?
No, I went to my original one.
Litigious Jade.
They were still saying I had another 8 to go. So I found the original guy.
Yeah.
And he said, there's nothing wrong with your teeth. And so they took advantage of my age and took money off me and drilled my teeth out.
That's terrible.
That's outrageous. I mean, that's terrible for them to do that.
Wow. Yep. Were your teeth, like, in decent nick beforehand?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't drink any soft drinks. I didn't like sugar.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So they weren't like, isn't that terrible?
They just saving people off. Hey, you know, I feel that, like Kevin. The lesson here is you just got to get a second opinion if you're getting, like, especially if the dentist goes, you need a few fillings.
Yeah, no, for
just
sure.
Just go to another dentist.
Crowns or anything.
Get the x-rays done.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Gavin. Appreciate it. We're making another Anaconda Cash call next, Jade.
We are. So we're giving you the chance to get on the standby list to win $5,000 worth of outdoor adventure and camping gear from Anaconda. Obviously, the new store at Bennett's Green is opening this Saturday. The big grand opening. You don't want to miss it. You want to score this cash. So register now at newfm.com.au. And if you have registered, don't forget to answer our call with I Love New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
We have an incredible $5,000 prize to give away, all thanks to Anaconda. We're making our Anaconda cash call right now.
Anaconda, Bennett's Green grand opening. This Saturday. Play more, pay less. Yeah, I got money on my mind. New FM's Anaconda cash calls.
It is the only call you want to take right now because we have $5,000 worth of outdoor adventure and camping gear for you to spend up big at Anaconda. Their massive new stores are opening at Bennett's Green this Saturday. You want to be there for the grand opening to spend up big.
Now, tell us, how do they enter, Jade?
So you just go to newfm.com.au, you register, and then always have your phone on standby because if you get a call, you need to answer it saying, I love New FM. If you say those words, you get on the standby list to win. Better odds than winning the lotto. This is the game you want to play.
Plus, just by answering, you get a $50 Anaconda gift card to spend in-store. The winning just doesn't stop here, does it?
It's getting better and better.
It's almost unbelievable.
We're calling Joanna this morning. She needs to answer within five rings.
All right, Joanna.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Fingers crossed.
Let's turn this down. Okay. She needs to answer with I Love New FM.
Two. Three.
Four. Five.
Nah.
Joanna. I call joking. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you when I can. Thank you.
Hey, Joe. You know what? I'm really sad to have to tell you this, but it's New FM here. Jade, Maddie and Craig
are
live on the air. You didn't answer your phone within five rings, clearly. So you miss out, unfortunately.
Sorry. No Anaconda cash for you.
Have
thanks
a good
for
day.
Listening, though. Thanks, doll.
See ya.
Oh, well, there's a disappointment.
Poor
look, sometimes
thing.
You do bomb out. You've got to stand by your phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a simple hello. I love New FM.
Exactly.
Not even hello.
Yeah.
Just I love New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creezo.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free kicking off in minutes with Jackson.
Yo, the Backstreet Boys are in there.
Do you know what? Those guys have really stretched it out, haven't they?
They're
still making some good cash.
Really?
Yeah, better than a lot of, like, boy bands. You know, hardly any of them stick around.
Well, they were sort of the first on the scene, I believe, in the 90s when they would get, like, who remembers NSYNC other than Justin Timberlake,
Timberlake
was in it?
Yeah. Well, they actually cancelled their tour. They're coming back down under in 2021.
Yeah.
Pending COVID clearing up, so.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you won't catch me, babe. Adele, she looks amazing. Did you see her on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Foxy.
Yes. Looking good.
Looks really great. Also, too, Kylie Minogue, Australia's very own Princess of Pop.
Yay.
Oh, that's good.
Can I just
Kylie.
Say, Kylie, she's made a massive comeback. Like,
she has.
Radio doesn't usually play her songs.
No.
This record, we've picked up, I think, just us here playing Magic and Say Something.
Yeah, I love Kylie Minogue. Always been a big fan.
Do you think she's actually going to go on The Voice?
She's already done it.
Yeah.
She did it for Channel 9.
For enough money. Of course she will.
I think it cheapens her. That's why I'm like, Mariah, what are you doing? We can't have her doing that.
No. I mean, 20 million bucks is 20 million bucks.
For the amount of money, she'll do it.
100%. She's been busy, though. In Golden came out in 2018, and then she's just come and released this one in 2020.
Yeah, why not? Just killing it. The videos for the singles, not that great.
Well,
though.
She's 52 now. She's got to bang out the records. Well, she does before, you know, she's 60. Well,
like Madonna's like 97. She's still banging them out.
That's true.
She's not really doing too well, is she? Yeah,
just as long as Kylie doesn't do the Madonna plastic surgery, I'm all cool.
Yeah.
Madonna's looking a bit strange at the moment.
Well, Madonna looks like a dropped cake.
She does. I know that's harsh, but, you know, you've got to be careful with plastic surgery. Too much can not look good.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
No, well, thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off at 9 o'clock.
That it is. Up next, though, we are doing, it's been a while since we've done this, actually, the Novos Worldwide.
Yes, now, I love this.
This is where we go into the back end of our podcast, like, statistics. There's, a website we can, you know, go into and see where people are downloading and listening to our podcast. And there's a lot of people from other countries who, like, download it. So we tracked down a new city that we wanted to phone up and see what it's like and, you know, track down these listeners from other countries.
So today we are going to a town called Beaverton.
Which we all had a giggle about.
Yeah, because we like beavers.
We do.
They're cute little animals, aren't
Beaverton.
They?
Beaverton. It sounds like a fictional town in a TV show.
It does, with their little whiskers.
A fictional town of Beaverton. Anyway, we're calling Beaverton. I believe we're calling the Beaverton Budget Inn.
That's right. Hotels are good because they always like to spruik how good their town is.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I'm not supposed to be famous.
I'm not either, for sure.
Yeah.
I am.
Mr. Worldwide.
We are so far away from home right now.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
Sorry,
What is your name?
Name?
Yes.
Angelina.
So you listen to Bollywood music then, I'm guessing?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
Yeah, that's right. This is all because we've looked into the back end of our podcast on the website. We can see all of the statistics and all that stuff. We've noticed a lot of countries downloading the Novos podcast.
It's always a treat seeing what new places are listening to us.
Yeah, and we've noticed one of the top cities in the last couple of weeks is a place called Beaverton. Over in America. It's sort of near Portland, which is a fairly big city.
This
is a smaller city off the side of that. So we thought, you know what? This is an opportunity for us to find out what the hell's going on in Beaverton.
Whenever we do these, we generally try and call a hotel because, I mean, if you're working at a hotel, you know what's going on around town, right?
That's right. You can give a little, or even like a petrol station or a general store, where people have the gossip, you know, of what's going on in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just having a look at our back end right now, I can tell you that Beaverton is actually in our top five.
Really?
It ranks the cities from 1 to 20 of, like, who listens to us the most. And, Beaverton is number 5.
Wow.
So
it's quite a lot of people that are listening in Beaverton.
Yes.
Is that on the east coast of America?
It's near Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not from there, so I don't know where that is. So it's the west coast.
West coast.
They're also very popular in India.
Who knows why? But for us to discuss, you know, it must just be good. They must just love the podcast there.
Yeah, please rate us 5 stars as well. Cheeky plug there on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, of course.
We appreciate that. Let's roll the tape. We called Beaverton Budget Inn yesterday and spoke to Marsha.
Beaverton Budget Inn, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Marsha.
Hey, Marsha. My name's Matt, and I'm here with my friends Creevo and Jay. We're actually a radio show in Newcastle, Australia. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you right now, but we just want to ask you a question. So we have a podcast, and we've noticed on the list of towns that are listening to the show, Beaverton is like in our top five. So we've never heard of Beaverton. So we're just calling like a random local and was hoping you could tell us a little bit about your beautiful city.
I really don't know very much. I'm new to this area, so I couldn't tell you.
Do you like it so far?
Yeah, it's okay. It's nice. It's quiet, safe. There's a section of the downtown that's older stores. It's very...
Oh, that's cool.
What's the big thing in Beaverton? Do you have, like, a main attraction or anything like that?
That it's known for or famous for?
No, not that I know of. I'm sorry, I really don't have much information for you.
Where did you move from, out of curiosity?
From Hillsborough.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Is that nearby or...?
It's not too far, but it's about 20 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's just I've never really had much to do with this area.
Until you got the job sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have you always lived in the same sort of place? Because here in Australia, it's quite a vast country, so you sort of have to travel quite far to go to different places.
No, it's really central between... The closest big city is Portland, which is like 20, 30 minutes away.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then a lot of smaller towns along the main road.
Sort of like satellite
Hillsborough,
towns.
Cornelius.
Well, hey, look, thank you for your time. Question.
Okay.
We need another listener. So are you happy to, I don't know if you listen to podcasts, but if you want to hear this back, search for The Novos, N-O-V-O-S, on Spotify.
Okay.
Or podcast, or like Apple Podcasts, and you can hear this back, and that's us.
Okay, thank you.
There you go, Marsha. She was a ball of fun, wasn't she?
Hey, who knew so much about Beaverton? Not
yeah.
me.
Well, even she did.
No, you know what? She left out. As someone who works in a hotel, you'd think you'd know that the Nike headquarters are based there.
Oh, well, trust you to know, Jay.
Well, only because I Googled it. But still, that's a pretty big draw card to your area. They do tours.
There you go.
Oh, that'd be my dream.
Yeah,
you do love your Nike gear.
You're
nothing like a big tick, hey?
You're
Maddie?
One of the biggest buyers of, what is it, the Nike Air Force Ones?
Yeah.
In pure white.
Yeah, do you know what? Beaverton, looking at it, looks like a beautiful city.
Yeah, good part of the world.
Very nice. Coming up next is Last Calls. This is where you can call up the show and just chat about anything you want. Maybe you heard something on today's show. Maybe you have a horror mother-in-law you want to talk about. Or maybe you agree with Jade and want to turn New FM into a Christmas station until the end of the year. Anything. Call now, 13 10 09. Doing it next.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, The Novos.
13 10 09, though, we are doing Last Calls. This is where you can talk about absolutely anything you want.
Hello.
Last Calls. All right, first up this morning is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
How you going?
Yeah,
hello.
Good. What's happening, man?
I've got to go to the dentist today, and I'm actually petrified of them, and I just thought, I was driving to work this morning thinking how funny it would be if you had a dental segment, and you did, and I'm like, it has not helped my nerves one little bit.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure you'll be fine, Joe.
I know.
Joe, what are you getting done?
I've got to get a tooth pulled. I have wisdom teeth pulled out in my 20s,
oh,
and
no.
something left over is growing out, and it's just, cutting my gum, and I'm like, right, I need to go.
Joe, out of 10, how painful were your wisdom teeth when they were removed? Like, was it awful? Because I've got a couple of little heads popping through, and I'm really scared that I'm going to have to get them removed one day.
To be honest, I don't remember.
On the laughing gas.
Well, no, I had the one where they put you in like a twilight thing, like they...
twilight sedation.
Yeah, I had that, and then I think I had a day off, and then I went back to work. I don't remember it being overly painful or anything.
Jeez, you're a trooper.
Yeah.
I would have taken a day off.
Yeah, well, I had that day off, and then I went back the next day.
Wow. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Josh now. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good, by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Josh. Hey, What's happening, man?
Hey.
What's happening? What can we do for you today?
Not much. I was just calling to say it'd be good if you can request songs again.
Yeah.
You want to go back to song request days, do you?
Those days were good.
What song would you like, Josh?
Rose of St. John.
Oh, well, we play that.
That gets played.
Very good. Well, we'll try and do some more requests. We'll tell the boss. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for that.
Very good. Guys, that is us done for the day. Have a great one. 105 commercial free. Kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo. Let go.
This is Sigala and James Arthur.
I like this, actually.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It's nice to hear him having an upbeat song for a change.
Yeah, I know.
It's only like, it sounds like crying, a writing song, crying well, in
Sam
the shower.
Smith, you know, he's Same. Releasing upbeat songs now as well.
True.
I'm into it.
Topsy-turvy world. The Rubens.
Yes.
As well, they are on the way. And...
oh, it's your song, Jackson.
Blanco Brown, The Get Up. I love this still.
We awesome love that. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music tomorrow on the show. Guy Sebastian, chatting to him then. Yep. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Jade, Maddie and Greaso.